For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. A new study from the University of Chicago explores the challenges doctors face when trying to get paid for healthcare services. The study focuses on Medicaid, the federal state program that provides health coverage for low-income and disabled people. The researchers find that burdensome paperwork and payment denials cause many doctors to choose not to see Medicaid patients, which increases disparities in healthcare access. To learn more, Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman spoke with Josh Gottlieb, associate professor at the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy.
Can you talk about the significance of losing access to care for people enrolled in Medicaid? What does that mean for the social safety net?
When we're providing our safety net through programs like Medicaid, which provide in-kind services as opposed to pure cash, the value of that to the recipients depends on what services they can get under that program. So it's a safety net. We set it up. And if you have trouble using it, then it's going to be lower value to the recipients. So if you're thinking about the comprehensiveness and the quality of the safety net, it's something you should take into account. So there's some really interesting research that other people have done that looks at the value of Medicaid to recipients, to beneficiaries. And I think what we're uncovering is a part of the explanation, only part of the explanation, for why these other researchers have estimated pretty low values, right? Because if you have a program and it's supposed to get you healthcare, but it's hard to actually get that healthcare, that's going to lower the value compared with the alternative of getting uncompensated care and just not worrying about who's in network.
I don't know if there might be some people who might say, well, doctors should just take Medicaid. It's the right thing to do to create a social safety net. I've talked to enough patients who are enrolled in Medicaid who have stories about how frustrating it can be to access care. And maybe some of these administrative burdens are there to prevent fraud and unnecessary healthcare spending. And I'd be curious to hear, what's your take on that?
It's absolutely true that there may be justifications for these burdens. If you had no controls and you just paid any bill that any doctor or anyone claiming to be a doctor sent you, you'd be subject to all sorts of fraud and all sorts of misuse. And we know that overuse and misuse of care is a real problem in the healthcare system. So you absolutely need controls. The question is, are we doing a good job of balancing those controls against what we've demonstrated now to be a real serious consequence of them? Now, we're not able to answer that. I can't tell you, based on this study, how much, if any, fraud or misuse is deterred by these controls. I think that absolutely should be investigated. Some paperwork is useful. We've all dealt with paperwork that seems totally useless. There's probably some combination of each, and I really don't know which of those is what's varying at the margin here. You'd need to answer that question before figuring out if there's a real problem here or if this is totally justified. As for what this means for the broader access question and doctors' obligations, I think economists tend to think that if the government wants to provide a subsidy, it should do that directly rather than trying to force someone else to provide it, basically to keep things off of the books. It's most direct to provide a subsidy explicitly and directly. And if the subsidy is going to be a more generous health insurance plan, then the government should pay for it rather than trying to hide payments by, say, forcing doctors to accept Medicaid if they don't want to, if that's the alternative policy that you're suggesting. You know, it's up to the public, it's up to the legislatures, it's up to the bureaucracy, how generous, how effective they want Medicaid to be. All that we're saying here is that there are real trade-offs.
That's Josh Gottlieb, an economist at the University of Chicago, speaking with Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman. The findings of this study are published in a working paper which has not yet gone through the peer review process. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.